It's Wednesday, August 22nd, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Bible Reformed Church, a house church in China's southern Guangdong province, was holding a service this past Sunday morning when 10 police officers broke into it without permission and ordered the pastor, Wang Zanning, to stop preaching, reports China Aid. With Holy Spirit-inspired boldness, the pastor said, quote, "You do not know the severe transgression you have committed by interrupting the sacred worship. I will cooperate with you after my sermon," end quote. Because of his gutsiness, the communist authorities listened to the sermon for 30 minutes. After they left, the service continued, and Pastor Wang said to the congregation, quote, "Thank the Lord that our service could be held. Brothers and sisters in Christ who are in the congregation, we should all the more treasure every Sunday gathering. I also thank the Lord for leading those law enforcement officers to our church and giving them half an hour to listen to the sermon. May the Lord have mercy on them and open their hearts. May the Lord grant us courage so that we can courageously witness to them about the Lord," end quote. After the service, a person visiting the church came up to Pastor Wang and shook his hand, saying, quote, "When I saw your behavior, I felt that there really is a God," end quote. Since the beginning of June, many of the church's belongings have been confiscated, and it received a fine of $7,000. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." A federal jury in Virginia convicted Paul Manafort, President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, on 8 felony counts yesterday, but the judge declared a mistrial on the 10 other charges he faced, reports NBC News. Manafort was convicted of 5 counts of tax fraud, 1 count of failing to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts, and 2 counts of bank fraud. A mistrial was declared in 3 counts of failing to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts, and 7 counts of bank fraud and bank fraud conspiracy. Manafort faces an estimated 7 to 9 years in prison. He was paid some $60 million over 10 years by a Russian-backed political party in Ukraine, the prosecution showed, and evaded taxes on about half that income by parking it in overseas accounts and disguising it as loans. Last night on the airport tarmac in West Virginia before a campaign rally, President Trump made these remarks over the sound of the engines of Air Force One.
"Paul Manafort's a good man. He was with Ronald Reagan. It's a very sad thing that happened. This has nothing to do with Russian collusion. They started out looking for Russians involved in our campaign. There were none. I feel very badly for Paul Manafort. It had nothing to do with Russian collusion. We continue the witch hunt."
And there was more bad news for the president. Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's former personal lawyer, stated yesterday that Trump directed him to pay adult film actress Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal to stay silent about damaging stories during the 2016 presidential campaign, saying, quote, "I participated in the conduct for the purpose of influencing the election," end quote, reports Politico.com. Cohen is pleading guilty to charges of tax evasion, false statements to financial institution, willful cause of unlawful corporate contribution, and excessive campaign contribution. He will serve prison time from 46 to 63 months. The U.S. government announced on Friday that it had imposed sanctions on Myanmar for, quote, "widespread human rights abuses," end quote, against Christians, Rohingya Muslims, and other ethnic minorities, reports the New York Times. According to the Treasury Department, the abuses against Rohingya Muslims, forcing more than 700,000 to seek refuge in neighboring Bangladesh, amount to, quote unquote, "ethnic cleansing." Plus, Myanmar's military has been accused of numerous atrocities against civilians in the northern states, including murder and rape, destroying villages, and bombing churches. Pastor Mark Robinette, the founder of Mission to Myanmar, spoke to The Worldview.
"I do pray and hope that God will use the relationship with the United States and good men like Mike Pompeo, who are helping to spread religious freedom around the world. It will help them negotiate a freer Myanmar for Christians and people of all different faiths, because I really believe that freedom to worship is fundamental when it comes to freedom."
Four in ten evangelical Christians say they attend a church where they're taught that, quote, if I give more money to my church and charities, God will bless me in return, end quote, according to a Lifeway research survey. 26% of Protestant churchgoers believe that, quote, to receive material blessings from God, I have to do something for God, end quote. Contrary to conventional wisdom, millennials are not fornicating like rabbits. In fact, many are committed to abstinence, according to a study published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior. When controlled for a time period and age, the only generation with a higher rate of abstinence than today's 20 to 24-year-olds was the generation born in the 1920s. Ruth Institute founder Jennifer Robach Morse said, quote, I think a lot of them are watching the adults around them and concluding that sex without limits is not making people happy. Parents with multiple marriages and divorces, etc., end quote. 1 Thessalonians 4, 3-5 says, it is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the pagans who do not know God. And finally, a young Christian boy from a small village in Egypt's Minya region. Minna was only 10 years old when he and his brother Marco, aged 14, saw their father murdered as a group of armed men ambushed their car on a desert road in rural southern Egypt in May of last year. They were following a bus full of Christian pilgrims that was attacked first. All the Coptic men who would not accept Islam were shot. Then the gunman heard Ayad's pickup truck approach. Marco recalls how the attackers shot the men in the head while shouting, Allahu Akbar, which means Allah, the moon god, is greater. He said, quote, after killing my father and all the workers, one of the terrorists wanted to kill us, but after one of them said to him, leave them alive to tell people what we did, end quote. Their father died in Marco's arms. Minna says he hopes to become a police officer so, quote, I can protect the Christians and prevent attacks like what happened to my father, end quote. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, August 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.